Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 April 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a brand new guest, at least a new guest to us tonight. A young lady I've only met, well, by phone just a few minutes ago. I talked to her sister today. I went to her website. Highly impressed with the website and what this lady's trying to do for our country. Before we go to our guest tonight, Christy Hutchison, I want to just share a couple of things very quickly. I have a couple of prayer requests. Dave Freeze called. Ken called. Dave wants prayer for his brother. Ken wants prayer for his brother Dave, having back problems. And also the manager of the gym where I go is a very sweet young lady. Her name is Liz. Liz is having some serious back problems also. So keep those two people in prayers for healing, please. I'd appreciate it. And I do trust you, prayer warriors, to take this seriously and ask our Father to bless them and heal them. They're both people that folks, by the grace of God, deserve healing. So please remember that, okay? And I hope you'll do that. And we're going to have Bible study again this weekend. Yeah, we are, 2 weeks in a row, because, you know, we missed the first Saturday because of the weather. I mean, the winds were 50, 67 miles an hour, and I didn't want to cross a mountain, a two-hour drive in that kind of wind. So we're going to try to catch up this weekend. We're going to have Bible study this weekend again, as usual, at the same time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, starting off with prayer requests, praise reports, and, of course, just for you to call in and share what's on your mind. At 10:30, you can go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and there will be. Or if you don't have a computer, you can call us at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013, and listen on there. And I hope you will. I sincerely mean that. I mean, we're there, folks, to try to glorify our Father, but also to share the truth of God's Word and get the Word out to people that maybe, perhaps, we can change some minds, maybe reach some souls. And don't forget, we're offering the paper. They about got me kicked. Well, no, I take it back. I didn't about get me kicked off the radio. But got the station burned down back in the mid-90s when I read the Gay Manifesto, the Sexual Deviant Manifesto that they said they laid out before the whole country, how they're going to take over this country in 1987. Folks, they did it step by step in a methodical order that has worked very well for them, and they're not done yet. Believe me, they're not done yet. I'm going to share this coming up, not this week, but next week on radio again, because I want you to read it. If you want a copy of it, send enough money to cover postage, folks. $3 or $4 if you can afford it. Cover postage and print and get out of here. It's only about 2 pages long. It's called the Gay Manifesto, the Homosexual Manifesto. You've got to read it to understand how they're taking us down step by step, piece by piece, with their eyes wide open after telling us they were going to do it. But just like back in the 90s, people didn't believe it. They got mad at me when I tried to share it. And to the point that they threatened to burn down the radio station. They took the lug nuts off my wheels of my car. They took my tie rods off the car once. I mean, these are things that happened in the past. So it is what it is, but I'm not backing down. I can't back down. I don't serve man or man's government or anything. I serve my God in heaven. That's who I intend to keep on serving. And don't forget, if you want a copy of a new catalog, it's here for free. Just call a toll-free number at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And say, I want a copy of the catalog. Just at least send it to you. Just leave your name and address. We'll get right out to you. You can call after hours if you want to and do that. Just for you. If you call after hours, leave your name and address very slowly. Repeat it twice. And if you don't mind, leave a phone number, too, in case it comes back to us. We can find out why, okay? So you feel free to call more than anytime you want to. Hope you will. And don't forget our new product that I am so thrilled by the grace of God to come in my life about a month and a half ago. Sugar to fiber. I've been a diabetic all my life for years, ever since Agent Orange killed my pancreas. Out of Vietnam and Thailand. And it's, I've been, I don't know how many years, folks, it's been so many years I've forgotten. And I've been on medicine, trying to watch my diet. And all that has helped, obviously. But the product called Sugar to Fiber has cut my numbers on the sugar meter between 30 to 50 points. And it does it naturally. This product, when you before you eat, by an hour, 2 hours before you eat, take two of these, one or two of these. I take two of them with about 8 ounces of water, and then eat by an hour and a half, 2 hours later. It converts fiber. Converts sugar to fiber. Sugar and carbs are converted to fiber up to 50 to 90% of what you take in, as sugar and fiber is converted. Sugar and carbs are converted to fiber, and it works. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you so. We have it here at the ministry. If you want it, just call and let us know at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, I've got to get your guest. I am so impressed with this young lady and what she's trying to do. Her name is Christy Hutchison. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's covered 7,890 miles of recon on the southern border. Yeah, 90 missions to the southern border. Over 50 years ago, she said, globalist leaders and traders within our own country began moving America's intellectual property, jobs, manufacturing, and economic power to China. Our corporate leaders were in on it. Our politicians were in on it. It's time for all of us for all this change. Now, folks, this woman is out every day, very busily, trying to make a difference, especially on the border, what's happening on the border, and a whole lot more. But if there's a video on her website, I'll let her tell you about it in a minute. It's only about 7-8 minutes long. You need to watch it. If you think it's bad because of what we hear on the news or in the alternative radio even, we know nothing as to what's really going on the southern border. And Christy, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be on tonight.
Well, I'm so glad to have you, and I truly do mean that. I did get to go to your website. I looked it over. I watched the video of you on the border talking about the young ladies being tied to trees and raped. And heads bashed in if they didn't go along with it. And more than that, and it's so horrendous that it's hard for folks that don't see it to understand it, Christy. It's just like trying to explain to somebody what it was like to be in Vietnam and places in Laos and places back during the 60s and 70s. Unless they were there to see it. And I don't mean it, I don't want to sound gross. Unless they smell the rotting flesh or seen the skeletons or they don't understand it, and I know that. So I'm not going to try to relate to them, but you have been doing this for a while. Before you started doing this, so tell the folks a little bit about Christy Hutchison, what you did before, and how you got involved in all this.
Absolutely. That's a great question. So I don't talk too much about my previous life before God called me to doing this over 3.5 years ago on Good Friday for security purposes, because what I do is very dangerous work. I have several bounties on my head, both from transnational criminal organizations, cartels, also those within our own agencies who would like nothing more than for me not to put out the information and intel that I have. And that
I want to stop you 1 second already. I was told 1 second. Our own agencies are trying to silence you.
Well, sure. Even those within our own movement who you think are the good guys, they're plants. And they do try to silence you. They try to discredit you. There's all sorts of things that happen in this movement. But that's okay. The enemy tries to attack. And when he attacks, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because when you were telling that story at the beginning, how you were trying to expose the plans for the future way back when, in the 80s and 90s, they took out your tires, the burning down, all of that stuff. But what were they doing? They were trying to instill fear in you to silence you. Why? Because you were over the top. You were right on target, and they wanted to stop you and silence you because it threatened their plans. And the same thing, anybody who's doing what I'm doing in this movement, the good guys, they want to do nothing more than to silence you. And so we have to live fearlessly. But before I started doing what I was doing, I worked in Washington, D.C., my husband and I have a consultancy business, a private consultancy business, but it was in the DOD space. And for over 18 plus years, we had a place in Alexandria, Virginia. We would go back and forth from our home in Florida to there because that's where our clients were. My husband's company worked in theater, in theaters, in war zones. We were tasked with helping with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan, DOD stuff, did projects for the Homeland Security and other things. So I'm not shy, so to speak, to military strategy and right. How Washington functions. I also dabbled a little bit in working on some campaigns. I worked on for Duval County, Trump's 2016 campaign. Worked with Strong America Now and some others. I was a chairwoman and a committee woman, in Duval County. And so I understand now, looking back, the preparation that God was preparing me personally for. And I have to say this. I am the living embodiment of what it truly means to put it all on the line and finally say yes and believe what I actually say I believe and walk it out. And I've never looked back. I was having a Bible study in my backyard, like I said, on Good Friday over a little over three years ago. And I'll never forget, the sky was blue. It was around 10:30 in the morning. My boys were in the house, and everyone was in the house, and I heard my name being called. And I turned around because I thought it was one of my boys calling me. And I was like, well, that's odd. There's nobody in the backyard. So I turned around, and I started studying my Bible again. And I heard a very forceful Christy, very deep voice, shook me. Everything on me, all of my hair stood up. And it was the Holy Spirit. It was God calling me. And he said, I called you in 1993. I called you in 2012. You denied me both times. Are you going to deny me a third time? And I can tell you, I don't know how long I sat there, but I started bawling. And not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just not built that way. I was raised a tomboy, you know, hunting, fishing. My daddy's from Kentucky. And so it's just not my MO. But I was crying because when you're met by the Holy Spirit and you know and you feel him, his presence, it gets hold of you, and you listen. And I said, you know what, God, I'm not equipped, I'm not qualified, and I'm an absolute nobody.
And by the way, I will say, that doesn't work. I told him the same thing. Forget it. Doesn't work. Go ahead.
You know what? He said something to me. The Holy Spirit whispered in my ear, and I tell this because this is so true. He whispered in my ear, and he said, Christy, I'm calling the nobodies. Because the somebodies haven't been doing their job.
Wow. Very true.
And with that,
very true.
You know, it took several weeks and a month. God revealed some visions to me. He gave me a plan. It was over the course of the summer. And by August 2nd, he said, you're going on a bus tour. And I stepped down as CEO of my company. I walked away from everything that man gives. I haven't had a salary literally in 3.5 years. And I have been on this incredible journey that God has had me on. And he has opened up every door and slammed shut the doors that I didn't need to go to. He's given me great discernment because when you're on a mission from God, you not only have vipers out there, but you got vipers in the camp. And you have to have great discernment to flush out those around you trying to derail you from God's mission. And so the border happened about 2 years ago. 2 weeks into the Biden administration, a friend of mine called me up, and she said, "Christy, my friends live in Yuma, Arizona, and they're afraid to leave their house." I said, "What do you mean?" So she explained to me what was going on with the criminal activity and the cartels and things. And before I do anything, I've learned, I have to first ask God, is this where you want me to spend my season, my time and my talents and my treasure? And he said, "Christy, not only do I want you to go to Yuma, Arizona, because I want you to take a small elite team that I put in your path with very special skill set, and I want you to fly into San Diego and go into Tijuana, Mexico, and I want you to start driving the full border, and I want you to see what is really taking place, not only from a national and domestic security perspective, but from a humanitarian as well." And so the last 2.5 years of my life, I have been southern border, northern border, Pacific border, East Coast border, and 30 states in between, Central and South America, Mexico, and over in Europe, looking at the evils, pure evil, because we're in a war. This is good versus evil, make no mistake, of everything that they're doing and how we have enemies at the gate and how they're doing it. And I've been sounding the alarm to the people of the world and to the citizens of the United States to prepare them for what is getting ready to happen.
Well, you know, Christy, we have enemies inside the cities, inside the country. You know that already. We have enemies inside this country that want to demise this nation. And they're doing it by multiculturalism. That doesn't work. They're doing it by taking away our culture. They're taking away everything that was normal to us. They destroyed us morally. They destroyed us every other way they could, educationally. I mean, it's just unbelievable what this come into in my lifetime. Now, I'm quite a bit older than you are. You're still young. I've seen change so much in my lifetime that it's just hard for me to comprehend it. And you've seen now a lot in your last few years also. So you said you were harassed from within and without. From past experiences, I know what you're talking about. I've seen the same thing with in some few things we've done. The other side always has the infiltrators. And the ones that you think you can turn to that are in authority that will help you, you find that sometimes your worst enemies, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, I've been called everything under the sun. I've had horrible articles written up about me. I've had documentaries where I'm in, and they tried to say I'm a bigot, I'm a racist. My favorite one, I think, of all time, white supremacist, because I'm Jewish on my mother's side. They didn't get that memo. My family actually fled Stalin on my mother's side. I'm from the Atenskis, and we go back to Noah. So that's our lineage. And so when I called me a white supremacist, I was like, well, somebody just didn't do their homework. But that tells you, I know who I am in Christ, right? I don't serve man. I serve God. And because I am I'm standing on the firm foundation of my Lord and Savior, and I know who I am. I know my identity. And see, that's why they want to take away identity, because they don't want you to know your identity. And see, because I'm so secure with who I am in Christ, nothing they say to me, nothing they do to me phases me. It doesn't deter me. I don't actually give them. There was just an article written a couple weeks ago about me, and it was all smear and lies. I don't even give them my time or my breath to even say that's not true, because I know who I am, and I don't need to defend who I am in Christ.
Well, one thing they will not tolerate, and it's getting worse every day, are truly rock-solid, born-again, spirit-filled Christians who will not compromise. I've been radio over 30 years now, and I'm like you. I've been called by everything you can think of. I've been called before a federal grand jury. I've been all these things happen, and I know that I'm hitting the target, because when I do, they yelp. I had a preacher one time tell me, "So when you throw a rock among a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one you hit." So I know that when I shoot a little bit of gospel somebody and they yelp, I hit them. So, you know, the truth will sometimes cut you. It'll set you free, but it'll cut you. So, yeah, I'm thankful to know that you've been attacked. I'm proud of you for that, because that means that you're over target, and I appreciate that. But you go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, the borders, you know, America and the world, I want to talk to everybody, because this affects everybody. There is an agenda out there, and this agenda was birthed over 50 years ago. And again, I'm going to say this is good versus evil. And from a biblical perspective, because I come from a biblical perspective, and that's what I'm going to talk about, because we as Christians around the world, We don't understand what our purpose is. And as a matter of fact, I was on my way back from doing a mission right after Thanksgiving, because I just don't take holidays. I'm 24/7 going to save, because we have so much work to do. And, you know, I was on my way back, and God said to me, because every January, the first week in January, for the last 3 years specifically, he's been giving me a word what that year was going to be like. He's like, Christy, last year it was, he said, Christy, it's going to be, we're going to have an atmospheric shift. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. Well, that's a spiritual shifting, by the way. And so everything that he's told me up to this point is always true. And so but this time he did it a little different. He woke me up the night before I was getting on a plane. And when he wakes me up and I'm sitting straight up, I know that God really wants to get my attention, and this is serious. So he said, Christy, 2023, it's going to be the year of the war, the year of the war. And I wrote a paper on this, and I did podcasts on this, so you can go back and listen, that this is the word that God gave me way back then. And I said, okay. And he says, not only is it going to be a spiritual war in the heavenly realms that you're going to start seeing, but it's going to manifest into a physicalness here. And my people aren't prepared. We need to prepare my church, because there's a lot of pastors around this world who are not doing their duty.
Amen.
And they are serving
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
And so I said, okay. And so he said, you know, I've given instructions, but nobody knows how to do these instructions. So the instructions are, so battle ready. This is my battle ready plan. That's what it's named. It's on my website. It's under resources, and it says battle ready. And it talks about Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. And most of us know there's the full armor of God, right? And
right,
you've got the
right.
belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness. You have the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, and battle on our knees. However, here's the problem. Each one of those come with instructions, and we're not utilizing those instructions. If you may indulge me, and I'll get back to the border and talk
sure,
about what's
sure.
getting ready
Go
to
ahead.
Happen.
Yes.
It's important. I'm going to read two things out of this, and then everybody, if you want to know more, urge you, go to WFFA.WIN, that's WFFA.WIN, download this and read this. So I'm going to talk about the shield of faith. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith in which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Understanding the word faith is imperative to use our shield correctly. Faith, it is a verb, an action, not a belief. To truly have faith, an action must accompany it. It is evident by our action. Faith must be in motion for our shield to be raised up in defense. A warrior understands the importance of their shield. If one shield goes down, the rest of the soldiers would be compromised. Every single shield matters. It is not only for the protection of ourselves, but the protection of others. God has created each of us with unique talents and gifts. You have an irreplaceable role in the war. Every single one of us brings something unique and incredibly necessary to the battlefield, not just to fight our enemy, but also to encourage those who are fighting alongside of us. When we're not living out our faith and attaching actions to our beliefs, we're not only leaving ourselves vulnerable, but also those closest to us. The enemy does not want us to realize the potential God created within us, because he knows what a fierce warrior you would be against him. It is our job to hold our shield of faith up to the world around us, to be strong enough until they can do it on their own. The shield will not raise itself. It is useless without a warrior to grip its handle and lift it up for protection. A warrior who puts their faith in action can stop every arrow the enemy throws our way.
Wow. Very true. And you made a statement a little while ago that I've been a pastor for 45 years, I guess, now. And the pastors in America either are asleep, ignorant, or apathetic. I don't know which. But most of them have no idea what's happening. Most of them, a lot of them are actually on the other side and think they're doing the right thing. But they're not teaching their flock about what's happening. You know, we do, if you have a chance, go to the website, pastorbutch.com. Or you go and type our name in, you'll find all sorts of material on not YouTube, kicked off YouTube, on Brighteon and others, Rumble, all over there. And we always do what I call Christian Worldview News. We do a Bible study, but we do Christian Worldview News. I hit the world's news from a Christian perspective, trying to show the church and those who believe the Bible and the scriptures and where we are in time, what's happening. You're right. 2023 is going to be a rough, rough year, sis, and I don't think we can comprehend it, how bad it's going to be. But you go ahead.
Yeah, you know, at the end of this, what I wrote is the warrior we are called to be, and this is how I ended this battle ready. And I wish I could tell you that I was this eloquent of a writer, but I'm really not. This was 100%. I give 100% of the glory to the Lord. He woke me up. He helped me to write this. It's his words, not my words. I want to be very, very clear on this. I'm just the vessel he's using, a broken Amen. One at that. But the warrior we are called to be, it is no mistake that you were born to be in this exact moment in history. As a Christian, when you made the life-changing decision to follow Jesus Christ, you were transformed. Part of that transformation, even if unaware, was that you were born to be a warrior. Being in the family of God comes with great responsibility. What we do while here in our earthly home will decide our heavenly rewards. Yes, he called us to pray and pray daily on our knees. However, he gave instructions to then get up off our knees and act. We have forgotten how to put on the full armor of God. So therefore, as a Christian, if we believe what we say we believe, then why are you living for man and not serving God? Why are you allowing fear to control your behavior?
Amen.
We must live fearless. Satan, by the way, everybody out there, Satan and all of his demons are fearful of you. When you take your authority and suit up properly, he trembles in fear. What are you waiting for? God created you. He knows the date of your birth and the date you're going home to your heavenly home. What you decide to do in between the bookends of your life is what you will stand in judgment for. Revelation 12 depicts a day when the invisible warfare in the heavenly places will break out in a very visible form. Verse 7 shows us who the enemy in this conflict is. And there was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waging war. The archangel Michael and the holy angels are fighting Satan and the angels who rebelled with him. The battle is angelic, but they are fighting over the earth. Thus, the war in heaven directly affects what is happening on earth. We are in the midst of an angelic conflict, a satanic rebellion in which Satan is seeking to bring the whole world under his rule. That means, everybody out there, when you are born into the kingdom of God, you were born into a war. You were born a mighty warrior. Are you battle ready? Because I know I am. And that's the biggest message I think that God wants his people to understand. You know, I'm asked all the time because I have bounties on my head. I have full-time 24-hour security, by the way, because God sent that to me. And, you know, it's not cheap, but it's because I need protection. But at the end of the day, my whole team around me, my security team around me, they know I don't send them out first. I go out. I'm in the battlefield.
Amen. Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought. Folks, after the break, the next half hour, any questions, comments for Christy, join us. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Right back.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we're already on the downhill half of the night's broadcast, and the lines are open if you want to call and talk to us. We'll get to you just in a few minutes, I promise. 844-769-2944. And Christy's right. Y'all know what I've been preaching on this radio for many years. Some of y'all have been listening, like Gary in Arizona, have been listening for over 20 years, 25 years. He's listened a long time. He knows what I've been preaching. Folks, we are at war. That's what our theme song says. We are at war for the soul of a nation, and we've blown it. The church in America as a whole are as useless as they can be when it comes to understanding that we're at war here. They don't understand that this is a battle for the soul of a nation. And I'll say this again, I'll say it one more time, get back to our guest. Matthew 28, Christ gave out the Great Commission. He did not say go out and save souls, although that's a wonderful, wonderful result of going out and doing what he said to do. He said, go out and teach them what I've commanded you. To go out into all the world and teach him, disciple the nations, so to speak. When you do that, they come to Christ. They want to know more about him. They want to understand more about him. We haven't done that, folks. We haven't even discipled our own nation for the last 100 years, to mount anything, at least 75 years since I've been born. When I grew up, we used to have prayer in school, read the Bible in school, play hymns in school. Right over the intercom in high school, it just ruined me. It just ruined my life. I've been such an evil person ever since then. But folks, we lost it. We lost it through, as Christy said, fear of man, fear of man's government, and you know whoever you obey according to the scriptures in Romans 6, whoever you obey is who you serve. Let that sink in a minute. So if you have the fear of man control you, then you are serving man. You're not serving Christ. You're not serving God. The perfect love casts out fear, and he didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't do that. If you're walking in fear, you're not walking in faith. And James said, without works, faith is dead. All these things tie hand to hand. And Christy Hutchison has proven that, the courage. She gave up a very prosperous career, went out with no salary, living on what people's trying to do to help her keep this thing going, going down to the border, confronting all these things, been threatened by people in authority, been undermined by people that say they love her and work with her, and yet she's out there with an attitude, a positive attitude, and a spirit of joy and peace. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the God that lives within us. Inside Christian and I, there's nothing but Him. If we're up to us, we couldn't do a thing. But by Him, I've seen devils cast out. I've seen people healed. No, I'm not a miracle worker. I'm the man that's a vessel that God can use. That's all that I am. Don't ever give me credit for anything. If I've earned respect, that's fine. But don't try to get me on a footstool. I'm just a mere mortal, just as Christian. She'll say that too. Christian, I'm going to shut up before I start preaching. You go ahead.
You're absolutely right, and because I want to really hit some hard-hitting topics that are a little bit hard to digest to the listeners, but I'm going to give some hardcore facts. But we have to, as the church abdicated their duties, and we haven't been doing what God has called us to do. We've been fed a whole bunch of lies from the pulpit and led astray, as far as I'm concerned. The government is on God's shoulder. Jesus, we are supposed to be Christ-like, and if Christ himself said the government is on my shoulders, therefore the government is supposed to be on the church's shoulder. There is no such thing as separation of church and state. That is a lie fed by the enemy. So I want to talk to you about the atrocities. We're going to talk twofold, one, domestic and national security implications of what's really happening and how this administration, and this isn't political for me, by the way. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, or an independent, because I'm going to call them both out. We have snakes, and we have compromised individuals on all party fronts.
Amen.
And this is about the Constitution. This is about God's law. This is about God's ordained country, because we are the protector and the defender and the watchman on the wall for the world, and most importantly, His beloved Israel. And so we have, like I said, advocated our duty. From the atrocities that I have seen at the border, and this is, I took my gloves off a long time ago. You're going to hear it. It's hard to digest, but when you see this, it's hard to unsee it. But also, more importantly, if you don't know, you can be ignorant in the dark. However, God is very clear. Once the darkness and light is shown inside and you know, and then you still do nothing, you Amen. Will be judged and accountable, just like if you were present and there and were committing those atrocities. So women and children are being raped violently, repetitively. They're being sold into the sex trade industry. They are, some of them, unfortunately, are earmarked for what we have uncovered and call slaughter homes, slaughterhouses. They're warehouses on the other side of the Texas and New Mexico and Arizona border, where some of these children are slated to go in and to be slaughtered for their organs. And yes, I mean killed for their organs, because they take and rip the hearts out, the lungs out, the eyes out, the liver out, the kidneys out, anything that they can sell on the black market. This goes on day in and day out right now under our watchful eye. The rape trees, I've been to the Mexican, we call it the Mexican highway. The rape trees are staging areas that come up where the coyotes bring up these, the women and the children and young boys who are already sold. So they already have buyers here in the United States. America, you are the number one buyer of the sex slave industry and other horrible, horrible atrocities to women and children. The number one buyer in the world. And you wonder why God is punishing us. The other thing, so the rape tree, I'm going to talk about this for a second. You come up, it's a hard terrain. Sometimes it takes me and my team. And my team, like I said, these guys have very special skill sets. They've been in theater. They've been in war zones. They're highly trained individuals. This is very tough terrain. It takes us over an hour sometimes, hour and a half, to hike up to these areas. In these areas, it's like this little overnight camping staging ground. Well, on the trees are shackles and rope. The women and children literally are tied to the trees and repetitively raped over and over and over again in submission. And it is vile. One little girl, 8 years old, 22 different men semen inside of her little body cavity. We are allowing these atrocities to take place. We have children who are being kidnapped on our borders because little American girls and boys are worth a whole lot of money to the Middle Easterners and other buyers throughout the United States. So a lot of times you'll see these missing children and exploited children in the United States who go missing, but they are actually kidnapped by the transnational criminal organizations, cartels, which have operations in all 50 states, and they have over tripled in the last 2 years under the Biden administration. I'm getting ready to speak on this and show all of the statistics and slides very soon in a couple weeks at Trump Doral. And then I'm going to be hoping, by the grace of God, with funding to be able to take this training throughout the United States and train people on what's really going on, show them, and then activate them on how to stop all of what I'm getting ready to tell you, because the answer is in our hands. We have stash houses. I've been in them. Sacrifices are real. I didn't believe it until I went on this journey. I've seen the sacrifices. I've seen the dead carcasses where, and they actually eat the organs and the heart. They believe that when they eat this, they get these powers. I've interviewed countless Border Patrol agents, law enforcement officers, everyone who's U.S. Marshals, who have actually witnessed and seen some of these atrocities as well. We are in a battle of evil, and the borders being open is not just about young people from 174 different countries fleeing poverty or this ridiculous insanity that they're trying to perpetrate on the world of climate change, because it's not true. We have 0.2% of the ozone layer that has been affected by CO2. They are lying to the. They are lying. If their lips are moving, I promise you, our government is lying. And so we have atrocities taking place all over the world. Okay? Then on top of that, the slaughterhouses, the rape trees, the selling of the sex, the labor trade, selling slavery, all of this is going on right under our noses. The Biden administration's policies to have the open borders isn't just about bringing in people for a better way of life or trying to escape these third world countries. 81% of everybody coming over the border right now into the United States of America, both northern and southern border, are single young adult males of military fighting age. And those aren't my numbers, by the way. Those are our own federal agent, Border Patrol, CBP numbers. And so when you start delving in and you start looking in and diving into all of the reports and the national security reports like I have, you come across a whole lot of great information, and then you take that information and you're in the field, on the front lines, in the fight, taking pictures, taking videos, and proving all of this stuff is true. And that's what me and my team have been doing, Pastor, for the last 2+ years.
Well, I want to ask you, we got calls coming in. Well, we'll get to all of you. I promise, folks, hang in there. We'll get to see you in just a minute. Two questions. I hear all the time that governors of Texas and Arizona, but especially Texas, talk about we need to stop. We need to stop this. We do something about this. My question is, why don't we put State Guard on the board and tell the Fed to shove it? But anyway, they're obviously not getting too involved in this. So, the state authorities, are they any more effective at all than the federal authorities?
No. Article 1, Section 10 of the Texas Constitution gives Abbott full powers, and I'd like to actually speak to this very thing, gives to the state of Texas full powers to close down and shut down the border between Mexico and Texas. And I'm going to tell you why. Yes, immigration happens to fall under federal. However, these aren't my words. This is our own intelligence agencies. One of the number one threats to the United States of America from a security perspective, national security, is TCOs. TCOs are transcriminal organizations, which are the cartels. And so I'm going to paint this picture of what's really going on from all the way down to South America, Central America, and then into Mexico, because this is very, very key of what is taking place. And then I'd love to answer some questions. You have China, who has been actively for several decades now sneaking in underneath the radar and creating major influence, financial influence and military influence in both South America and Central America, specifically Brazil and Buenos Aires, Argentina. And so they've also been buying up strategic land plots and controlling supply chains routes. They just, in the last couple of years, they have purchased over 42 swatches of land, both on each side of the Panama Canal. They have actively been bringing in, this is, by the way, I'm going to break this news tonight on your show because God said to do so. China has been building up and bringing warships off the coast of Brazil. They are have been meeting with the president of Brazil and the president of Argentina, both who are now sympathetic to the Iranians, the Venezuelans, and the Chinese government. They are also have been actively engaging and talking about no longer doing trade and having the American dollar or America yes. being their great influence anymore. This is very dangerous rhetoric. You have Iran, who we uncovered back in June and July of this year. There's a mysterious flight that took off from it's a Iranian airline. It was a cargo ship, a cargo plane. On that plane, who was flying that plane, was one of the heads of the Iran's Revolutionary Guard. He was also the board member of Air Sfar Kashim, which is a U.S.-sanctioned airline. He's also a known weapons trafficker who helped Hezbollah and other foreign Syria in bringing weapons and such into those countries to destabilize them. This plane with 14 Argentinians were all, they took off from Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela, went to Mexico, and then landed in Buenos Aires. And I'm not going to get into the only reason why we know this plane existed and who was on that plane right now, but what was on that plane was highly sophisticated cyber intelligence equipment and 14 cyber intelligence operatives from both Venezuela and four characters from Iran. They were meeting with Mexican cartels. We have training camps all along the Texas border, all along the Arizona border on the Mexican side, where we believe the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the PLA, and if you don't know what the PLA, that's the people's, basically it's China's army, Liberation Army. They are actively engaging in operations and training operations with military might in Central and South America and in Mexico. This should be extremely alarming to every single American as well as everybody throughout the world.
Amen. Well, that's powerful. And I've been reporting that China is heavily influenced now in Brazil and South America, and Russia is too in some places. I know that. Yes, and Mexico wants to join the BRICS nations. We know all that, and we see it come together. And sis, you're seeing this up right on the. You're seeing it happen as it happens. I report on it. I have informants tell me things going on, but you're right on the front lines. I got to ask you this question. Then we got to get the phone calls. Are any of the authorities at all involved to help you that will stay on a state level or federal level? I mean, are any of them honest with you and working with you? Are all of them you got to be kind of leery of?
I have some individuals who work both in the Border Patrol agencies, U.S. Marshals, some LEOs, which are law enforcement officers, who are good guys. And we work together with them all the time. But there's less of them and more of the other. And so we are up against a major battle. But that doesn't mean that the battle won't be won by us. You know, less than 10% created this nation. God calls the remnant, right? God calls the remnant. It's just a matter of whether or not you're going to answer the call. The other atrocity that I'm just so disgusted with is the uptick of all of these children being kidnapped and as well and sold throughout the country.
Sure, absolutely.
And this entity stuff. And so the church and the body of Christ really does need to engage. Like, for example, Pastor, mm-hmm. I pretty much fund all of this myself, and I'm not a wealthy woman. I was in tears crying the other day because I had to turn down two missions, all because I just didn't have the money to go. You know, I'm a couple months away from, you know, not paying my mortgage, but it's okay because God gives me just what I need. But he's calling everybody to do something, right? Whether
right.
you have your... not. To be in the field like I am. You have to have special skill sets to be able to do the things. This is highly dangerous. I may not come home, but that's the choice that I'm willing to take, right? I'm willing to take a bullet for my God and
Amen.
My country.
Amen.
And so everybody called to do something. Time, talents, treasures. I always say those things. God has blessed some of you with great wealth where you can actually just give money and fund, and you will see where your dollars are going to fight for freedom. And others can do volunteer. They have special skill sets. We need that. So you just have to press in and pray and ask God where you are to be during this last days. We're living out revelations. We're seeing it, Gog and Magog. I mean, it's right here at the doorstep. So we need to engage.
Amen, amen. And folks, I promise, getting to you, I really am. I mean, this is interesting. Very quick, are some of the officials that you say, the state officials, like maybe the governor, I don't want to name names, but people like that, are they also involved in maybe in getting kickbacks on this child trafficking and drug cartels?
They're compromised, 100%
okay.
Compromised.
All right.
Can't get into it, but we're actually doing some investigational research with some things that we have found out. And I can tell you right now, the reason why your politicians aren't doing anything, and it's just Band-Aids or talk, you hear a lot of shouting, we're going to do this, and we're going to have this committee, and we're going to go in front of the border, and we're going to hold committees and hearings and hearings and hearings and after another hearing, but there's nothing that ever gets done. It's all pomp and it's theater. The reason why is because most of them are compromised. You can't be in office 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years and not have some kind of dirt on you. And when
That's
I say dirt, I'm talking probably China has stuff on some of these individuals, bought and paid for. So I was just talking about this today on an earlier show. And if you are compromised, you need to step down and get out of the way. And let's put some godly men and women in there who can do the work of God in this country. That's what needs to have happen.
We have started Biden and his son right on down. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Much. Very, very important. Now, this is kind of an eyewitness account. I work at an LNG terminal in Massachusetts, and we get Homeland Security briefings. And one of the briefings we got from the North Texas Fusion Center is a movie that came out called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. And I watched the movie the other night, and I'll tell you what I see coming to this country. I see gas and oil pipelines being blown up. Now, the movie was about environmental wackos blowing up a pipeline, but switch that to members of the cartel, the communists, the Islamists. Because once the pipelines are blown up, then that will shut down the electric plants, that will shut down your water treatment and sewage plants, which, by the way, I work for one of those type of places as security. And then everything just gets shut down. Your country's shut down. And this movie shows how to do it. This movie put chills down my spine. But you see, me being in the business for so many years of security, I know that our grid can be shut down very easily. And I'm not talking about hackers. I'm talking about just with garden tools. We can have our grid shut down. And imagine if cartels do it coming over the border.
I agree.
And you see, and you're talking about the atrocities that are happening. I'm talking about the judgment that's coming, which is the lights go out, and then the cities burn in chaos as a result of that. Thank you very much for the call.
Yes. I'll tell you what, Jeff. It's just not the cartels. It's their own politicians. Some of those are also involved in this. Go ahead, very quickly, please, Christy.
Yeah, to this really quick, because it's already happened, first and foremost. And again, I'm getting ready to do a very in-depth presentation on this. It's not just, by the way, our energy systems, which energy is your grid, your oil reserves, your all of that, natural gas. There's a lot of things that encompass energy. So you also have your supply chain, and then you also have your food supply chain, agriculture, et cetera. It's not a mistake that you start connecting the dots. And I'm going to give this presentation over the course of the next several weeks. And again, you know, this is about educating. You have to be educated. Not everybody, you know, works at LNG terminal like you do and understands this. We are being surrounded not only by foreign adversaries and foreign military, 100%, and by the way, the United Nations. I didn't get a chance to really delve into the military operations that we're being surrounded on. But internally, we already are having derailments. Those derailments, those are interrupted. We have great intel that they're not being, again, honest with you. We have intel that those are purposeful derailments.
I agree.
We have known 18,000 cows just died in a fire. That's by the way, vicious fire. So fentanyl, here's another. Fentanyl is the bioweapon. I actually was in Governor Ducey's office last March. I was invited there by Governor Ducey's office, the head of the Appropriations Committee, 27 sheriffs and the AG and everybody else who was in that room, and me and my team were briefing the governor's office on how do we shut down and secure our borders. Well, we could have our borders literally, everybody American wants you to hear this. Our borders could be secure and shut down in less than 24 hours, and not one more person would be allowed. We could stop it all.
Amen.
When my team is on the ground, we have 100% detection, 100% detection rate and apprehension rate. It can be done. But what I was, fentanyl.
We got another call coming. Hurry up. Let's finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Get more call. Let's take one more phone call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor, I'm going off subject. I'm talking about a miracle that God did today.
Hey.
A 16-year-old girl headed to her soccer game. We had 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts on and off all day. She got hit with a wind gust. She overcorrected, flipped her car twice, and landed on the wheels. She walked out of that accident with a small scratch and a slight headache.
Well, praise God for that. Hallelujah. Thanks for that, Jan.
I wanted everybody to know that no matter what is going on, God is still performing his miracles.
He is still with us.
And so this other stuff, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, amen. We'll take it one day at a time. Thanks for calling, Jan. Appreciate it. And Christy, give everybody the information. I didn't get on your website again. I didn't know more about your organization. We're now about the last minute and a half, so you go ahead.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants more information, they can go to Women Fighting for America, Women Fighting for America. You can just search that, WF as in Frank, F as in Frank, A as in Alpha, .win. Get all of the information. You can text the word fight, text fight to 9-1776. But I do want to, miracles exist, miracles happen, God is in control.
Amen.
I understand all that. As a Christian, God is in control. We win. We know the story and how it ends. However, I am going to say this because I really get frustrated when I'm around this country and around the world and say, you know, we just need to pray. God's got this. God's in control. No, you've misunderstood the Bible. God is in control. God's got this, and we are going to win. However, He gave us and created us in his image to be here to have authority over the law, land, air, and water.
Amen.
And when we are not working out our purpose and we are not doing what God called us to do, we have work to do before Christ comes back. And that is thwarting off the enemy, being a voice for the voiceless, protecting the children, and doing our part. So you have to stop praying, you have to start acting, and you've got to start getting involved.
Amen. We're flat out of time. Chris, this has been a blast. I'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
All right. Folks, we love you. And see you tomorrow night with another powerful guest you don't want to miss. We'll see you there tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.